everyone. Good morning. You are listening to News on the Go on yet another edition on the Thursday morning, 2nd of February. How's it going, people? Did you know for $40 a night in Tokyo, you can sleep in a bookshelf? The library hostel is strictly for book fanatics who don't mind being uncomfortable. The place is called Book in Bed and is located in Tokyo's Ikebukuro district, designed for book lovers. Its silver-sized beds and shelves have walls that are covered by 1,700 English and Japanese titles, which keep sleepers safe at night. The beds are strictly for people who expect to pass out while reading. On the news today, major highlights of the Indian Budget 2017, which was released yesterday by our Finance Minister Arun Jaitley. Theresa May publishes her Brexit plan. Iran tested a new missile. Rex Tillerson was confirmed as US Secretary of State. India beat England by 75 runs to win the T20 series 2-1. An American pop singer, Beyonce, is pregnant and she's carrying twins. Government announces a ban on cash transactions above 3 lakhs and a bunch of things become cheaper. In the 2017 budget speech, Union Finance Minister Arun Jaitley on Wednesday announced that cash transactions above 3 lakhs will not be allowed. This comes after demonetization and various other measures by the government to curb black money in the economy. Also, items like railway e-tickets, micro-ATMs and fingerprint readers will become cheaper on government's digital payments push. Solar-tempered glass used in solar panels and liquefied natural gas will also become cheaper. Theresa May publishes a Brexit plan. The UK Prime Minister will lay out a white paper detailing her EU withdrawal plans, including the status of EU nationals living in Britain. Parliament overwhelmingly voted to move forward with Brexit on Wednesday. While you were sleeping, Iran tested a new missile. The country's defense minister said the launch did not breach the Islamic Republic's nuclear deal with world powers. The US National Security Advisor Michael Flynn said that the US was officially putting Iran on notice for its destabilizing activity. Rex Tillerson was confirmed as US Secretary of State. The former CEO of ExxonMobil will guide President Donald Trump, America's first foreign policy. Tillerson was narrowly confirmed by the Senate in a 56-43 vote. India beat England by 75 runs to win the T20 series 2-1. India defeated England by 75 runs on Wednesday in the third T20 at Bangalore to register a 2-1 victory in the series. India scored a 202 for 6 in 20 overs, which was helped by Suresh Raina's 63 of 45 balls. While spinner Yuzvendra Chahal, the man of the match, picked up 6 wickets in the England innings. Chahal is the only Indian to take a T20 5-wicket haul. Also, India had earlier beaten England in the Test and ODI series as well. Some midweek Premier League results. Liverpool and Chelsea drew 1-1. Arsenal lost to Watford 2-1. West Ham lost to Manchester City 4-0. United and Hull City played out a 0-0 draw. And Stoke City and Everton played out a 1-1 draw. That's sports for you. And last piece on the news is that Beyonce announces her pregnancy with a photo only she could have pulled off. You guys need to check that photo out. The pop star revealed that she's carrying twins via striking Instagram self-portrait. Well, that's all for the news today on News on the Go for the 2nd of February. Hope you guys have a great day ahead. If you're out of your beds, it's great. If you're not, get out there. Go get the day. You're listening to Run by Lost Frequencies in the background.